And our first reading for today comes from Romans chapter 8. It reminds us of God's love for us that extends in all circumstances, even in death. In view of all this, what can we say? Is God for us? Who can be against us? Certainly not God, who did not even keep back his own son, but offered him for us all. He gave us his son. Will he not also freely give us all things? Who will accuse God's chosen people? God himself declares them not guilty. Who then will condemn them? Not Christ Jesus, who died, or rather, who was raised to life and is at the right side of God, pleading with him for us. Who then can separate us from the love of Christ? Can trouble do it? Or hardship? Or persecution? Or hunger? Or poverty? Or danger? Or death? As the scripture says, "For your sake we are in danger of death at all times. We are treated like sheep that are going to be slaughtered." No, I say, in all these things in life, we have complete victory through him who loved us. For I am certain that nothing can separate us from God's love, neither death nor life, neither angels nor other heavenly rulers or powers, neither the present nor the future, neither the world above nor the world below. There is nothing in all creation that will ever be able to separate us from the love of God, which is ours through Christ Jesus our Lord.